what's going on with this world. Or you can say, God knows what's going on with this world, and we know. We may not know, we may not have all the answers. I don't have the answers to why Sister Elsie has to go through this. I don't have those answers. But I know that God's in it, and if we truly believe Romans 8:28, it's all things. Not just the good things, not just having having Salesforce.com go away or dokes, all things. When Salesforce came in, all things. When Doak Slay got hired, all things. When I got a new car, all things. When I got a ticket in that new car, all things. When I wrecked that new car, when I got that old car that burned about 2 quarts of oil every tank of gas, all things. When my neighbors hated to see me start that thing up in the mornings, I fogged out the entire neighborhood, all things. When my dad couldn't stand it, when I drove around for a year instead of having a gas cap with a rag stuck in the filler tank, all things. It wasn't for me. That was for him. That's working on his pride, I'll bet. The neighbors all thinking, man, what kind of boy did he raise? Old faded out red silica with a rag stuffed in the gas tank. Somebody's wanting to go by and put a match to it. They've been to the end of that car. Wouldn't have faded anymore. But I just want to thank the Lord for what we have here. What we have. We have a strong tire. Whether we have 20 here, whether we have 200, whether we have 2,000. I mean, a lot of times we tend to think, oh, if we had more people. We got more people, you got more problems. But you also got more solutions to those problems. But it's all relative. It's all relative. I mean, we've talked a lot about different things and Bible study in the morning, and man, we have got some great kids. That is no doubt about it. I mean, it blows my mind to be honest about it. To just hear what these kids have got going on in their heads, that man, they're not playing. They're not playing, and they go through the same valleys and mountains that we go through, but they're sticking. And I appreciate that. Man, I think about, I go to work and I hear other people talk about their kids and this and that's going on and the profanity and the junk. I mean, there's really not even another word for it than just a bunch of junk that goes on. And what we have here is precious beyond measure. And the fact that, here we are getting ready to go to a campground and that we've got kids that whether they can go or not, because of work or because of finances or whatever the case might be, whether they can go or not, the fact is they're wanting to go. That means everything to me. We're talking about going on vacation, and we're not talking about going to Disney World or the lake or rent a pontoon boat or all those things sound fun, but these kids are wanting to go to the campground. A place where you've got to wear long sleeves, and it's hot, and a tie, and you got to stand in long lines. All the things that you would think, and sit all day and listen to what? Listen to a bunch of old men in suits? I mean, I can hear what the people I work with would say. I know. Oh, and driving 10 hours to get there? Yeah. I mean, what are you thinking? That's your vacation? What? I tell you what, but it's a great thing. Do what? Yeah, God knows what. What? In Arkansas, it's what, not what. But anyway, I haven't testified in a while. But the main thing is, I wanted to tell the Lord how thankful I am. I mean, I could go on, just down the list. You could stand, and any of us could. I mean, I know we haven't sang that song in a long time, and I'm not going to sing it tonight, but I don't want the rocks to cry out in my place, because I don't, and they would. God said He would. I mean, if we don't show how thankful we are, I mean, I always think of the Israelites murmuring and complaining, and I think, well, how could they do that? They could follow have some huge miracles, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night and manna every day and the Red Sea splitting and the plagues of Egypt and this and that, and they still murmur and complain. So do I. Every day. God has blessed me time and time and time again, and all it takes is somebody pulling out in front of me in traffic, somebody didn't speak to me when I walked in church, and or whatever the case might be, and I go from on the mountain to the valley just like that. I'm in that way, I'm worse than an Israelite. But at the same time, I hope I can see my mistakes and hope I can learn from them and just remember, wait a minute, God, you've done this for me, you've done this for me, you've done this for me. And I cannot even tell it all. You can't even recount, blessing after blessing after blessing, day after day after day for my entire life and the lives before mine. When I think about it, God has blessed me with being basically born into this. And what the grace that my ancestors, my parents, and my grandparents, and great-grandparents have laid up for me, and the grace that we have had laid up for us, not just your natural parents, but the grace that Brother Tucker laid up for everybody in this church. I believe that, if God remembers the iniquities of the fathers to the third and the fourth generation, and God is truly a just God, He remembers the grace of the fathers to the third and the fourth generation. So anyway, I don't know where I'm going with all that, but I was Zach had a CD playing the other morning in his room, and it was Brother Linegar's CD, the one he made with Brother Monroe. And man, I'll tell you what, how long has that been? 15, 20 years, and that thing still has power. I felt goosebumps come up on my back. So anyway, hit me a C. Sometimes I feel neglected, sometimes so all alone, as through this world I wander with heavy heart, I travel on. Sometimes I feel discouraged, sometimes can't carry on. I can't remember the word. I reach that switchboard and my Lord picks up the phone. When my Lord picks up the phone, we talk things over, he and I. And he tells me not to worry, not to fret much, no, not to cry. I may be born to toil and trouble, but I don't toil or cry alone. Till in prayer I take my switchboard and my Lord picks up the phone. Sometimes I feel neglected, sometimes so all alone, as through this world I wander with heavy heart, I stumble on. Sometimes I lose direction, sometimes I can't carry on. Till in prayer I reach that switchboard and my Lord picks up the phone. Well, when my Lord picks up the phone, we talk things over, he and I. And he tells me not to worry, not to fret much, no, not to cry. I may be born to toil and trouble, but I don't toil or cry alone. When in prayer I reach that switchboard and my Lord picks up the phone. Well, when my Lord picks up the phone, we talk things over, he and I. And he tells me not to worry, not to fret much. No, not to cry, I may be born to toil and trouble, but I don't toil nor cry alone, till in prayer I reach that switchboard when my Lord picks up the phone. Well, when my Lord picks up the phone, we talk things over, he and I. And he tells me not to worry, not to fret much, no, not to cry. I may be born to toil and trouble, but I don't toil nor cry alone, till in prayer I reach that switchboard when my Lord picks up the phone. Well, when my Lord picks up the phone, we talk things over, he and I. And he tells me not to worry, not to fret much, no, not to cry. I may be born to toil and trouble, but I don't toil nor cry alone, till in prayer I reach that switchboard when my Lord wakes up the phone.
I'm glad that I have a God that I can talk on that heavenly line. And he will, he's there listening and he's there telling me it's going to be okay. He, walk around if I, with my lip dragging if I want to. But all I'm going to do is get dirt on my lip. I may trip and fall. It ain't going to do no good. It ain't going to change anything. But there's power in prayer. We've got so much to be thankful for and so much to remain positive for. Thinking about one of the fruit of the spirits is joy. And I know I can have joy. You can have joy in your trials. So let's not look at our trials as some sorrowful thing. We can count them all joy because we have a heavenly Father. We're in a different paradigm shift. Now the world, the world's going to hell in a handbasket, and they know it. They see it's going bad. But for us, something great's fixing to be on the horizon, and we've got salvation. We've got a heavenly Father. We've got someone who's looking out for us. I was been watching this world and the things that they're doing. And there's not a lot of it. There isn't anything I can do except be a little bit informed. I was watching, I just happened to catch something on the news. They introduced, that's how they always do it, but they introduced that when foreigners come in, now they're going to do a biometric scan of their thumbprint to be able to track them. I don't think they're doing it at every airport just yet, but they're doing it at several of the international airports. I thought, there it starts. They're right there. I get us conditioned that that's a normal thing, and next thing you know, we're all going to be after giving our thumbprints no matter where we go. And they want to do a cashless society, and we'll be on a grid. They'll be able to track us and what we're doing everywhere we go. And I don't want to get too all worked up in that, but to see a system of control coming in this world, that this last place of freedom in the world, the United States, our freedoms are systematically being stripped away, even our freedom of religion. And they're even conditioning, you know, that Katrina was almost a beta test. They told them, go to the Superdome. The government will take care of you. And there was people who were stepping over people who was dying because they weren't getting water and they was having heart attacks. Nobody could take care of them. I've heard that they've infiltrated with pastors in the churches to tell their people that, you know, when things go down, listen to the government. Then, you know, they'll take care of you. I can't remember how many thousands of pastors have been in these churches have been are going along and telling that's okay, the government's okay, you know. And these FEMA camps that they've got set up. And there was a man on a, a lot of people watching me, conservative guy, Glenn Beck, he was going to expose that he heard about all these FEMA camps that are just sitting there, some of these places that were used for camps, and he was getting ready to expose it. Got on the morning show and said, well, we're going to do an expose on these FEMA camps on my show tonight. And that night, he said, I can't do the story. They shut him down. And I think some interesting days are coming in America. And you better be holding on to God's hand. You better be in this strong tower, this safe place, the body of Christ. Because the waves are going to crash. The mountain, as Brother Smith was talking about, there's going to be earthquakes, there's going to be lightning and wind. And a lot of crashing, but in the body of Christ, you'll be safe. We should be weather the storm. So, I was, you know, and just this kind of is one other thing. When our president was running, he was running under a headship of change. We're going to bring change. We're going to bring reform. We're going to bring America back to where you can trust your elected officials. I can't think of one African-American man he even brought into his cabinet, or a woman. I think he had someone down the line. But all he's brought in was these Wall Street bankers and international bank types, Goldman Sachs, Wall Street, international banks, that and immediately they've basically stripped our treasury of trillions of dollars. That's who he brought in. There was no change. Someone said, the new boss, look at the new boss, same as the old boss. And they give you something to think about. Did we really get some kind of change? No, because and then there's a, what they try to do in the media is get you believing in a right-left paradigm. You know, that there's the conservative and the liberal. That this conservative group, you know, stands for strong moral values, and small government, and then the liberal they believe in the working man, in unions, and healthcare reform. But that's a bunch of baloney. All of it is. It's all the what was supposed to be one of our most conservative presidents, George W. Bush, brought in some of the biggest government and control of any president that we've ever had. And then the next man who's supposed to be a friend of the working man, and the Democrat before him, helped send all of our manufacturing jobs overseas. They're stripping America down. America is going to go down, I believe, as a power. But Lineger said it would happen. But Smith said we may gain more military control, but it ain't going to be easy on the people in America. And this is we're going to have to, the church is going to have to bind together. That's one of the things bad about public school. We got enough as it is that our kids have to hear a bunch of filthy words and all this, but they're brainwashing our kids to trust the government. The government will hand you whatever you need. but we don't need that. We need to put our trust. Our trust is only in one thing. That's God. He'll take care of our needs. He's given us liberty. Yet, become captive under Him. Anyway, I've been lifted up though here today, knowing that God is in control. Hallelujah. I think that was our theme today. God is in control. He's looking after us. He's doing something today. Something is going on. Brother Daniel started us off today with, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches." Admonish you to shake off some of the natural things. Start praying. Lord, what are you talking to us about? Are you fixing to do something? Are you fixing to make a move? I want to hear what you're saying. Now, there is two voices the Lord uses. The Lord can talk to you. You can hear that voice. But the voice of the Lord in the body of Christ is His ministry. And we have a ministry that is subject to one another. I still believe in the ministry today as much as I ever have. Because I've seen the Lord do things supernaturally through His ministry to let me know and let His people know I have an order. I want to listen to His ministry today. I want my ears to be tuned to what is being said. Anyway, I just wanted to say those few things before we go home tonight. Wanted to make a couple announcements. Last I heard that Sister Elsie's doing a little better. They're going to keep her. I don't think they've got a test back on her. I think they went ahead and did an EKG on her immediately. I don't know if they've got that result back I don't know how that works, but she didn't tell me that. But they did tell her they were putting her on a nitro IV. So they must really think they must think you have a heart attack if you do that. And when they did that, her blood pressure immediately started dropping down in the normal range, maybe just a little low. And supposed to help her pain as well. And so continue to pray for her. They haven't admitted her yet, but I think they will, and we'll give you the ins and outs how long she's going to stay. Maybe make some. She was a Baptist, and so continue to pray for her. Then they're trying to get this. The other thing is, they're trying to get this garage sale ready for Saturday, and the youth are the ones that are putting it together, and they need some help tomorrow night getting it. I hope they can. Y'all do it all in one night if everybody gets in there and helps. Can't, maybe in Friday night too. Put some money in Friday. Everyone that can, please help. They need help getting this thing, getting everything tagged and sorted and getting it all ready. This garage sale. And then we're going to have, I hope I'm getting this right, the message I got, Brother Smith said yes, that we're going to do this. Next Sunday night is they're going to have the youth do the service again next Sunday night like they did last month. And so we'll be letting them work a little more. They can work anytime, but the pressure will be on them then to work. So is there, let's, Brother Doug, Brother Mark, of course, Brother Mark's father-in-law died. I'm sure, I think they had the funeral Saturday. I'm sure he'll be here Monday or this week, be here Wednesday. Brother York went to get his house ready to sell. And it's funny, a man who bought that home is buying that home from him. His son-in-law worked for me. So I actually roofed that guy's house before. That's buying Brother Doug's house. And so he's working. He's got things he's got to do. And his son helped him this weekend get those things done. So before we go home, let's just give the Lord a praise. And Sister George is in Florida. I haven't heard the latest. All I heard, the last I heard, she had a massive stroke. That's what I heard. So I know these are for Sister Fisher. Okay. Brother Fisher, let's pray for Brother Fisher. I know that he physically, he's been having problems, and then he's needs some uplifting. He's in his job and situation, so let's pray for Brother Fisher. Okay, let's thank the Lord tonight. Yes, and pray for the meeting. Yeah. People on the way and the ones that are there. And Sister Karen's still sick. Brother Gene's still home. Fisher's been on vacation this week, been traveling back and forth, doing the things they've been doing. So, Brother Smith, let's pray for him. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, O God, for being in your kingdom. Hallelujah. In that safe place, in the body of Christ, this strong tower in which we are saved. Hallelujah. We know you're protecting us, O God. We know you're in your hands, O God. O God, as you getting ready to judge this world, let your power come upon your people. Hallelujah. And restoration. Oh God, Lord, we have so many needs we bring before you, Lord. Oh God, Sister Elsie, Lord, touch her. Let your covering come on, healing power, Lord. Sister George's, Brother Smith, Brother Fisher, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to be with them and touch them and help them. Oh God, let them see. Open up, reveal what you're doing in their lives, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you thanks in all things and all that you're doing. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 And amen and amen.